a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to go there because I don't like to see what happens. But unless you come here and you see actually what the staff and the parents go through on a daily basis, it's incredible. And these kids obviously are here for a reason. It's a horrible reason, but I can assure this place gives them the best possible time to live in their short lives. And it's a credit to the staff and this place, what they do for everyone.
I know that the cameras are here today, but this is something that a lot of players, a lot of football clubs kind of do without a great deal of fanfare over Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we do a lot of this stuff and it goes sort of unnoticed, you know. And obviously footballers have got a name for being in the papers for the wrong reasons, but the stuff they do over times like this to make kids' lives a little bit happier over Christmas, and parents as well, is incredible. And as much as we know we are in the limelight and we are role models for young kids, but when we come here and you see the smile on these young kids' faces, it's incredible.
Are you hoping for a happy Christmas? It seems that things have improved at West Ham. Was there a concern about your form, and are you happier now about sort of the future?
Yeah, of course, because we've climbed the league. We've got 7 points in a week, which is massive. And listen, we was under a lot of pressure this year anyway because how we performed last year. But we're only 5 or 6, 7 points off of last year's points totally. So you never know. You know, this league is so incredibly tough. Every team is a hard game, and you don't just walk over teams now anymore. You know you're in for a really tough game. So hopefully we can get a few points over Christmas and make Christmas period even better.
As a captain, it seems that there is a lot of pressure on your shoulders. You seem to have accepted that. You've scored some really important goals recently. Are you happy to kind of accept that burden, as it were? Are you happy to kind of say, you know, leave it to me, I'll do the job?
Yeah, I mean, I've said that before, you know. I'd rather the players that ain't used to the pressure and come over and have only had one season here with us, probably 6 or 7 players we've got this year, and only knew the good times of last year. I know what the club's like when we do struggle. It's an intimidating place, and you've got to roll your sleeves up and be able to fight and play under pressure. And obviously I'm used to that playing for West Ham because we've had a bit of pressure over the years. But yeah, I don't mind. I think we've got some great characters in the team. We've got Big Andy back, who's massive for us, you know. And I'm pretty sure we've all pulled together to get the points we have this week.
And it's the Swansea game, the result of that, will that give you an idea about if you're going to continue looking down the table, if you might start looking up?
I think so, because that gives us another 3 points. It'll put us on 20 plus points, you know, and that's really important. We've done incredibly well this week to sort of move away from trouble. And if we can keep this momentum and keep winning games, no matter how we win them, as long as we win them, and obviously going into the new year and the second part of the season will be a lot more comfortable, and you can see the players enjoy themselves.
Finally for me, could potentially you lose one of your star players in January. Do you think West Ham, if the offer comes in for Dimitri Payet that they can't refuse, is there a genuine concern you could lose him as a player?
Yes, being honest, but there's a general concern that we can lose anyone in this window. That's the way football is. You never know what's around the corner. There's always surprises getting chucked up, but someone that's played as well as Dimi is always going to be linked with all the big clubs. So, but I think it's going to take a really big bid and something that the club can't sort of refuse to get him away from the football club.